KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I'm excited to welcome our guests who are here to talk about student leadership and service, and specifically a program that combines both called the Richter Center Student Leaders. With us this morning are Melissa Jessenheiser, the Assistant Director of the Jan and Bud Richter Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning at Fresno State, a nice long title that I have to take a deep breath in before I say. Ms. Liliana Toast, a graduate student in speech-language pathology here at Fresno State and a fourth-year Richter Center student leader, and first-year Richter Center student leader and sophomore majoring in kinesiology, Juan Carlos Silva. Thank you all for being here today.
Thanks, Chris.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Great. So first things first, Melissa, what is the Jan and Bud Richter Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning? And how do these Richter Center student leaders fit in with that program?
The Richter Center is the office on campus that coordinates the university's community engagement and service learning. So volunteer opportunities, service opportunities that relate to courses, internships, service-based internships. The Richter Center student leaders are the student voice for that organization on campus. They represent the student body to our office to let us know what students are looking for in service opportunities, but then they also represent our office to the student body and to the community at large and faculty and staff and administrators.
So I know the Richter Center, by one name or another, has been around quite a long time. Mm-hmm. The Richter Center Student Leaders Program, not quite as long. Tell us a little about the history. How long has that program been around?
We started the program in 2008 with the Richter Center Ambassadors. We had 9 students to start out with. And the goal of those students was really to help promote our office on campus, to make sure that students knew about the opportunities that were available through service and in the community, and to engage their peers in service, and really just to kind of nurture the campus culture of service. So we have, since our first year in 2008 and 2009, we've grown the program to now include 4 different student teams. So we have the original Richter Center Ambassadors, and then we also have the Serve Committee, which joined the team about 3 years after the original group was founded. And they help plan and promote one-day service events. The Reflection Facilitators, which also started that same year, they go to those one-day service events and help students kind of think through and process their service experience. So in that way, they make meaning from the volunteer work that they do. And then just this year, we added the 4th team, the Service Learning Coaches, and they facilitate reflection workshops for students enrolled in service learning courses. And so altogether now this year, we have 34 students. So it's a big jump from the 9 we started with.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun watching it grow and seeing all the students that come through the program, and they each add their own spin to it. The program is really student driven that way. So we ask the students for feedback constantly, and they're the ones who come up with the ideas for the different projects that they'll engage in, and that helps shapes the program from year to year.
So you went from one program and 9 students, you said, the very first year, to 34 students this year and 4 programs.
Yes.
That's a lot of growth.
It is.
And over 9 years, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. So you must be doing something right.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'll put in a good word for you with your boss. How's that? So let's turn to you, Juan Carlos. The whole RCSL program started in 2008, as Melissa said, around this Richter Ambassador program. And Liliana was an ambassador, and you're a current ambassador. What do you do as an ambassador?
My first year as a Richter Center ambassador, I got the opportunity to work with a group of students that go to Fresno State to help promote community service throughout campus. And that's through a variety of ways. So we either go through social media, or we organize service events, or we facilitate meetings where we try to identify what's the best way to incorporate service on our campus, whether it is through information booths and things like that. So one of the service projects that we helped organize is National Volunteer Week, which is a full week where we try to incorporate either different clubs and organizations to help try to see how we can volunteer more on campus.
There's a lot of work directly with your peers all over campus. How did you get involved in this?
Because of how much I enjoy to volunteer and knowing good friends that like to volunteer as well, I was able to get the contact information for the Richter Center. And after I read more about it and all the leadership skills that you can get from being a Richter Center ambassador or just working on the team, I was very excited to be on it.
Yeah. As a science major, I mean, kinesiology is a heavy science program. I mean, you're obviously a busy student. What was it about a program like this that you said, well, I'm really interested in that?
My main goal of majoring in kinesiology, exercise science, is to hopefully one day become a physical therapy student. So what I would like to do when I grow up is help with little kids in the hospital and help them rehabilitate from injuries. So already I want to like help with little kids. That's why I've been volunteering, shadowing in hours, and that's what I like to do with volunteering. The Richter Center kind of gave me the opportunity to volunteer more and do more with volunteering. So that's what I liked about it.
I know that you're dedicated enough to, on your birthday this last year, you went out and took part in one of the one-day service events put on by the Richter Center. So that's a pretty dedicated person to service, that's for sure. Thank you. So Melissa, the program is in its ninth year, and you've got to have a lot of former ambassadors who've graduated. Where are some of them now, and what do you think this experience of being in the Richter Center Student Leaders Program has meant to them in terms of their profession or in terms of their experience at Fresno State?
One of my favorite things about my job now is getting to reconnect with our alumni that are out there. There's so many now just doing really cool stuff. We've got a number of them who have either earned their PhDs or are on their way to earning a PhD. One of our members was a Peace Corps volunteer, and she did her work in Albania, and now she's working on a graduate degree in St. Louis. Shout out to Paulina.
Yeah.
We've got many working in the public sector, in the private sector, but a lot of the feedback I get from them and the ones that I've been able to keep in contact with is that as they continue to move forward in their profession or in their lives, they're able to identify different ways that being involved in a leadership position, and specifically a leadership position that engages others in service, has impacted their lives, whether it be through skill development, you know, being a stronger communicator or having more confidence, or just having a more in-depth understanding of how serving our community not just transforms our community, but transforms ourselves. So a lot of them continue to be involved in the community, and now they're getting to use their professional skills to make an impact, not just those kind of soft skills that you first gain through service.
Yeah, knowing a few of those alum myself, I think you're exactly right. The transformation that happens over their involvement in this program, and certainly just in college in general, but I think there's something special about this program that I've seen a transformation in some of these students. So Lily. Lily, I have to confess here, I've known Lily since her first official start date with the ambassadors 4 years ago. I think it was your very first day that on the job that you worked at a parents' night with me. And Lily's like my adopted daughter now, so I have a great affection for Lil. So Lil, how did you get started in the program, and what different RCSL programs have you served in over the years?
In addition to being a Richter Center student leader, I'm an alumna of the Smith-Gant Family Honors College.
Okay.
And a lot of the ambassadors, gosh, at the time, 4 years ago, holy moly, a lot of the ambassadors were also in Smith Camp, and they were just these service giants that I just looked up to so much. And so I remember going to a recruiting event for Richter Center student leaders with some of these peers that I so esteemed. And I was just captivated by how well they were able to share their service experiences and how much they had gained through being involved with the Richter Center. And I was hooked. So I applied and gosh, was just accepted into this family. So that's how I first came.
And since that point, you've been involved in a couple of the other programs, right?
Yes, I have. I started as an ambassador and then served as a reflection facilitator, which, as Melissa explained, goes out to one-day service events and works with students. And I'm currently a service learning coach.
The brand new program that Melissa talked about.
Yes, indeed.
Let's talk about those two programs a little bit. The reflection facilitators. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the reflection facilitators. What did you do with them?
We would go out to one-day service events that were planned by our serve committee in the Richter Center and facilitate like a pre-flection before the service began, sort of setting the stage for the day to come for the service that students would be engaging in. So if you can imagine a group of, gosh, anywhere from 15 to maybe 40 students at a site, say Ronald McDonald's House or Sierra Foothill Conservancy, bunch of students ready to go. And so it was our job to sort of set the stage for them. Why is this important? What impact could you potentially make? Kind of planting these seeds of reflection for them. And then throughout the day, help them be mindfully engaged in the service that they're producing, engaging in, and asking questions, getting their feedback, helping them really just kind of be in the moment. And then from there, at the end of the day, when we were all tired and feeling good after a lot of service, we do a reflection activity as a team. And so got to really work with students in a different capacity than I had in ambassadors before.
Why would that be important, that whole idea of leading these students through this reflection before, during, and after their service? I mean, people go out and serve all the time. What's the reflection component trying to get at?
Service learning is, gosh, it's one of the best ways to learn anything. And as we've been teaching our students in the coaches program right now, service is very vital and learning is also awesome for development, but it's a reflection piece in the middle that really kind of makes that wheel spin. That helps students see the impact of their work.
So it is that link piece, I think is what you're saying.
Yes.
And as a service learning coach, you're doing that really in a different capacity with a different group of students. Tell us about service learning coaches.
Yeah, so this is the first year of that program, and it has been a learning experience, Chris, let me tell you. The coaches and I, there's seven of us total, and we started last semester with a certain set of curriculum that we were going to present to the students in sort of the same fashion as reflection facilitators, sort of a pre-flection session. What are you going to get out of this experience? What do you hope to gain? And what do you expect? And then, again, a sort of mindful engagement piece, a workshop specifically, and then finishing up with a reflection workshop. And all of these had different curricula attached to them. And we learned that there are so many different learning styles for the students, and it was difficult for some students to attach meaning to their service, which hit me like a ton of bricks because of my awesome formation through the Richter Center and my background as well. And so the essence of these workshops is that students will be able to take away what their impact on the community that they served was and insight on the impact that the service had on them.
So both of those programs are reflective pieces. I'm curious for you to reflect a little bit on something. I mean, knowing you, Lil, you won the Volunteer of the Year Award in 2016. You were the Dean's Medalist and the President's Medalist that same year. I mean, it's not like you had to do something like RCSL in order to distinguish yourself. You distinguished yourself in a whole lot of ways. What compelled you to get involved in the Richter Center with this student leadership program?
Service has always been a really important part of my life. And sort of like I mentioned in describing the service learning coaches, I never really considered the impact I was having on the community or the impact that the community was having on me in prior service experiences growing up. I just knew this is the right thing to do. That's what we do.
Yeah.
With my family and other communities or volunteer experiences that I have. And the Richter Center really showed me from the get-go the value of reflection, as we've been discussing, and the impact on myself and on the community. And I've really seen transferable skills grow. I've become a much better leader, a much better listener through all my service experiences. So I think that kind of inspired me to keep going with it. But it's more than that. It's just home. The Richter Center is where I belong. It's where I thrive. It's where my gifts are best seen.
Melissa, I'm wondering, you know, we talked about all these students that have come through this program. Do you see students gravitate to this program for different reasons? What are some of the more common reasons? And maybe what are some of the more unusual ones?
Real quick, I just want to touch on something Liliana kind of demonstrated. And that is the reason why we do this program. And it might feed into your question a little bit. My mentor, Don Ramza, who you know very well, just an incredible pillar in our community. And when I was a student at Fresno State, he got me involved in service. And I wouldn't be here today without him. But I remember him telling me at one point that he was the pastor of Lutheran Campus Ministry, that the reason why LCM does service and engages college students in service isn't necessarily for the benefit of the community, but for the benefit of the student. And that was like a really mind-blowing thing to try and understand. And it's stayed with me in my position now. And looking at students like Lil and Juan Carlos and the other 32 students we have in the program now and the students who've come through, that yes, the part of the serving and getting others involved in service and giving back to our community is so important.
And especially as they grow to understand themselves as leaders and as community members, to see how they fit in connection with others is really key. But the reason why we do it is because we see transformation in these students, that they're getting something out of these leadership experiences that they wouldn't necessarily get just by going to class. And, you know, hearing Lil talk about the struggle that they're having in the coaches program and starting something new and trying to help others understand service, the leaders who are involved in the coaches program are really developing their own skills through that. And so I think, to kind of get back to your original question, what brings students to our program are those who have a thirst to share their passion for service. That's the one thing that aligns them all. They come from all different backgrounds and majors and different experiences. They're all aligned by a passion for service and a desire to engage in self-development.
Obviously, these are students that are compelled to serve, but I love what you say. These programs aren't about do-gooding. This is not just about the service component. It's about the student development component of it. There's one other program I want to talk about a little bit, but I also kind of want to jump to that. You guys must do an awful lot of careful recruitment and certainly training and orientation supervision of these students a little bit. Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing in terms of those pieces that help these RCSL students get the most out of this experience?
Yeah, we're actually in recruitment right now for the 2017-18 school year. Applications will be due March 29th.
And just around the corner.
Just around the corner, a couple of weeks. And our greatest asset in recruiting are our current students. We ask them to look for, and I think this is part of their development too, not just looking around and saying, oh, you'd be great, but looking at their peers and saying, I see something in you that is special and that others can benefit from. And here's a place for you to access those gifts and employ them for the benefit of others. So they're our greatest asset for sure. Over the years, I mean, our process of training and mentoring and supporting these students has really grown. And again, because of the feedback we get from the students in the program. I don't know if we've said this yet, but all of these students are volunteering their time to do this. So my viewpoint is, if they're giving us their time, what can I give them back in return? And part of that is the skill development. In the summertime, we do like a 3-day training and retreat out of town where the students really get to know each other and start building their leadership skills. We do in-service trainings throughout the year. We engage in semester and one-on-one reviews. We also do monthly reflection forms where they have to like report back their experiences, not just like what they've done, but how they're growing out of that. And that was a suggestion of one of our past students. Another shout out to Daniel Ward. And I always like to tease the current students, if they don't like doing those monthly reflection forms, they need to call him.
Talk to Daniel.
But so really on our part in the Richter Center, looking at how can we make sure that the students are getting the skills they need to keep advancing.
Yeah. So this one program we still haven't talked about, we've talked about the ambassadors, we've talked about the reflection facilitators, the service learning coaches. The fourth program, Serve. Can you tell us a little about that program? I know next week we're actually having your colleague, Taylin Bennett Parker, come on the show and going to talk about Serve and one-day service projects and the Spring into Service event. But maybe you can just give us a quick overview of what Serve is all about.
Yeah, the Serve Committee plans one-day service events that are sponsored by the Richter Center and the university. There are three throughout the year, Make a Difference Day and Serving Fresno Day in the fall. And as you mentioned, Spring into Service, which is coming up around the corner. And these are really great events for students who maybe don't have a lot of free time. So here's a quick service activity they can do without having to do a lot of planning themselves, or some novices who don't really know how to get started. And the Serve Committee facilitate that by connecting with the community partners, by working with local businesses to donate support so that students can like have lunch and stuff. And they also do the marketing and recruitment to get students involved.
So you talk about the recruitment that's going on right now. How would somebody get more information about this program, about the Richter Center in general, but certainly about the Richter Center Student Leaders Program?
Yes, thank you for asking that. So they can always call us at the Richter Center, 278-7079. They can visit our website, which is just fresnostate.edu/CESL. The ambassadors also host a blog where we have special pages dedicated to recruitment. And any students listening who are interested in the program, I highly recommend that they visit that page. It's fresnostaterCSL.com/recruitment.
fresnostaterCSL.com/recruitment. Okay. Recruitment. And I know you're all over social media. In addition to the blog, there is information through what?
We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We don't have Snapchat yet because this old lady can't figure it out. but everything is at Richter Center.
Okay, great. Liliana Juan Carlos, with recruitment coming on, what would you say to a prospective student? Since recruitment closes in just a couple of weeks, you've already been funneling students over to the program and getting them to apply. But what would you tell a student who's thinking about this? Or what would you tell the parent who's listening today about why they should encourage their college student to get involved?
In my experience at Fresno State in these last 5 years, I've never been with an institution on campus that magnifies student voice like the Richter Center. And if you're looking for a home, if you're looking for somewhere to belong and develop your skills, I would definitely say apply. Come check out one of our recruiting events and just apply.
Yeah. And you talk about student voice, and I actually thought about asking about this before, that the RCSL program is this mouthpiece for students. What is that all about? I mean, you know, you have a voice. I know what you mean, but so you get a chance to really be involved in the way this program is run?
Yes. As Melissa mentioned, gosh, I look back on every campaign for kindness or volunteerism. I think about all the chances to network with university administration, faculty, staff, fellow students. We truly are the mouthpiece of the Richter Center and service on campus.
Great. And Juan Carlos, same earlier question to you. What would you be telling a student or a parent about why this is so important and why they should get involved?
Well, if they want to improve their leadership skills, their communication skills, and they really want to make a difference both in the community and themselves, the Richter Center Student Leadership Program is a great opportunity to be a well-rounded student both out of school and in the community.
Great. And I think there's, in addition to the real benefits that you two have both talked about already and that Melissa has talked about with the training, there's another one too. And I think that there's one coming up right around the corner, and that's these conferences that you get to attend. I know that there's fundraising that goes on, and there's some special work that Melissa does behind the scenes to get a little bit of money, and then the RCSL students have to pay a little on their own. But you get to go to these pretty cool conferences, right, Lil?
Pretty cool. Talk about esteemed and awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the upcoming conference and what your role is in those professional conferences when you go.
For many years now, Richter Center Student Leaders sends at least a small team of students to what's called the Continuums of Service Conference, and that is through Campus Compacts, a Western region, and it's about all things service and service learning and civic engagement. And it is so empowering as a student to attend among a mostly faculty and staff who work with service learning and civic ed driven conference. To go and to present, I've presented at a few. I attended the national conference last year in Boston. And again, it's such an empowering experience to have our voices heard and to represent our university.
And you're part of a keynote panel for this next conference where?
I am. In Denver, Colorado in April.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
And what a fantastic opportunity for you as students to be able to go to these conferences and get to see some of these cities, but really to be in a professional conference. And I know in some cases that's important lines to have on your resume too. Are you going to get to go to Denver this year, Juan Carlos?
Yeah, it's going to be my first time, and I hope to learn from it and get to see all the different other workshops and presentations that other schools would provide, and see how I can improve myself as a Richter Center ambassador and get to bring what I've learned through my first year on our presentation.
And I think it's a great opportunity that we have ambassadors like the two of you and the many other students that go. Lil, you say small contingents of students. I know my understanding is from talking with folks that have been to these conferences, Fresno State students are the largest student contingent at most of these conferences, and that contingency is almost exclusively the Richter Center student leaders. So that's really great. Yeah,
I just want to add to that. I think one of the things I first learned when I started working here was that Fresno State is a leader in this field, especially among the CSU. And so taking our students to this conference and letting them present on their experiences and show how they're innovating and growing continues to put Fresno State forward as that leader in service and engaging students in the community.
That's great. You know, I've had the opportunity over the years to get to know an awful lot of these RCSL students, and really amazing students, amazing civic leaders, amazing service leaders. They're just exceptional young men and women, and they give of their time and their energy so selflessly, and they are very, very good at it. And I want to thank all of you for the commitment that you've made.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations, Melissa, for a really fantastic program that you've developed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, that's about it for our time together. Thanks again to my guests, Melissa Jessenheiser, Liliana Toast, and Juan Carlos Silva. And thanks to our listeners for joining us this morning. Please join us again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. Also, please like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.